With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Labor market estimates from the Labor Force Survey Fall 2023 report show the unemployment rate at 3.3%. Radio KMAN's April Cummings reports.
The total labor force is up about 5.1% to reach 60,513. So that's the total labor force. And the unemployment rate is the proportion of unemployed persons to the total labor force. The unemployed labor force is now estimated at 58,504. That's an increase of 3.8% when compared to October 2022. The number of unemployed people, an estimated 2,008. According to the Economics and Statistics Office, there has been an increase in the number of employed Caymanians to 21,563. That's up 2.2% when compared to fall 2022. The data also shows the number of unemployed Caymanians rising by 347 people to 1,143 in October 2023, resulting in an unemployment rate among Caymanians of 5%. The LFS, or the Labor Force Survey, also presents the population estimate of the islands as of December 2023. This increased by 3.9% from year-end 2022 to reach 84,738. The Caymanian population rose by 0.9% to 39,068. The PR population reached 7,690 persons as compared to the 6,629 in October 2022. The non-Caymanian population, it's estimated at 37,980, an increase of 4.9% relative to the 2022 population estimate. April Cummings, Radio Cayman News.
More information on the Cayman Islands Labor Force Survey Fall 2023 report is available at eso.ky. And students are treated to a full day of science. Here's CIDTV's Takia Smith.
Entire year groups of students at the Sir John A. Cumber Primary School participated in the school's second annual STEM Fair this week. Organized by Tawanda Houghton, a Year 5 teacher and the Key Stage Lead for Science, the event showcased exhibits from reception to Year 6 students and featured collaborations with external agencies such as the HSA, National Trust, Humane Society, and the Cayman Turtle Center. Sponsored by Health City Cayman Islands, the fair centered on the theme Caring for Our World and highlighted various topics across different year levels. The exhibits range from exploring animal needs and characteristics in reception classes to delving into human and animal care, nutrition, and bodily systems across the older year groups, including earth and space topics for Year 5 students. Hundreds of other students from other government primary schools attended the event as it provided a platform for cross-school interaction and learning. It also offered a comprehensive look at STEM subjects through engaging exhibits, fostering a deeper understanding of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics among students of other different age groups.
Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which takes us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller.
BBC News, I'm John Shea. The US Secretary of State has reiterated the importance of de-escalation in the Middle East after a presumed Israeli strike on Iran in response to Tehran's direct attack on Israel. Speaking at a G7 meeting, Antony Blinken refused to comment on reports that Israel had informed Washington of its plans for a strike before they were effected. Ukraine's military says it's shot down a Russian strategic bomber used to fire cruise missiles against it. Moscow said a bomber had crashed in southern Russia on its return from a combat mission. Fresh fighting has erupted in the Sudanese region of Darfur. Reports say violence broke out around the city of El Fasher, the capital of North Darfur. It comes ahead of a UN Security Council meeting on Sudan's civil war later on Friday. Voting is coming to a close on the first day of India's general election. With nearly a billion eligible voters, the electoral process will be split into seven phases over 6 weeks. South Korea's government has offered concessions to striking doctors in an attempt to end the walkout they began 2 months ago. The Prime Minister said the government had accepted a proposal allowing the country's main training hospitals to set their own admissions quotas. BBC News.